D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Well, it is that time to do the old trifector. And we are live at Rockin' Brews up here in the Colony off Nebraska Furniture Mart Way. Thank you to the fine folks here at Rockin' Brews. Thank you to Hop and Sting Brewery from Grapevine for showing up here. Thank you to the Texas Legends for being a part of this as well. They're giving away tickets over here as their season starts here pretty soon. So y'all come out, say hi, have some yummy food, have some yummy beers and a cocktail, and enjoy a Wednesday up here with the Hardline.
Maybe a Masterminds IPA.
Why not a Masterminds IPA?
You know,
I believe
what
that's what I'll be having here in just a little bit.
All right. Well, we got to do some trifecta here. And Mr. Deej, where would you say we currently find ourselves?
We are working on room 405, currently occupied by John Amos and Dikembe Mutombo.
Wow.
Well, this could be a full-on sports trifecta because John Amos played at Colorado State. And Donovan Lewis joins us as well. Hi, Donnie.
Hello, boys.
Donnie Do.
So this guy, 100% from a baseball perspective, when we were kids, I think outside of Reggie Jackson, he kind of helped define our youth as far as like a superstar goes. And it just so happened that he played for one of the superstar organizations. Fernando Valenzuela checked out yesterday Fernando Mania at the age of 63. We don't know how he died. He'd been sick for a while, I do believe.
But he used to breathe out of his eyelids.
That's what they say, Dave. That's what they say.
You know, he was doing Dodgers radio this season.
I know.
Really? Why is that?
Hispanic radio, DJ.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he probably wasn't doing the English broadcast. But that'd be quite a story. Although I bet you he's learned some great English since he was a star. But when he was a star, he didn't know English.
So, like, it's weird because when we were kids, Mark the Bird Fidrich was, like, this American League version of Fernando Valenzuela. And I feel like that they were right around the same time. Or
may I blow your mind?
Yeah.
I'm almost positive his first day in the big leagues was Mark the Bird Fidrich's last day in the big leagues.
So Fidrich was like 78, and Fernando was 81?
Well, Fernando's first appearance in the big leagues was in 1980 at the age of 19.
Okay.
So that's when Fidrich went out.
Okay. So, but Fidrich only pitched for
4 or 5 years.
Maybe, yeah.
76 probably to 80.
So Fernando burst onto the scene his rookie year in 1981. Here are his first 8 starts. Complete game, no run, win. Complete game, 1 earned run, win. Complete game, no earned runs, win. Complete game, no earned runs, win. Complete game, no earned runs, win. Complete game, 1 run, win. Complete game, no earned runs, win. Complete game, 2 earned runs, win. What the hell?
That made him
Fernando Mania.
Only player until right now. Now, we don't know if Skeens is going to change this, but in the history of baseball, although to be fair, the Cy Young Award did not exist when Cy Young pitched. He did not win the Cy Young. Few people know this, Donovan. But he is the only pitcher to this day to win Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young in the same season.
Donnie, were you caught up in all this as a kid? Because it seemed like it didn't even exist because we were Ranger fans and they were so bad that, like, we were a minor league team at the time. And this guy was part of the Dodgers and was doing this at the age of 19. It was so weird.
It was huge. It was all over late night television. Like, this was the thing when he first came out. I was totally on board.
Were you into this?
I wasn't a huge baseball fan. I liked the Rangers, but I didn't watch other teams.
So he didn't like baseball.
I didn't really like baseball.
But I'll tell you, I mean, in my head,
I was aware of him, though.
In my head, there was like a comparison to like Linsanity or some of these other things that happened, and then they disappeared just as quickly. That's so unfair to Fernando Valenzuela. because he was an all-star in 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, and 86. He won double-digit games in 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86. He won 21, 87, 89, and 90. And then again in 96 with the Padres, which I don't remember at all.
No.
But he was a stud pitcher. And, of course, like Wayne Gretzky coming to Southern California with hockey, he was a bit of a baseball missionary to Mexico. You know, not by design. He was a 19-year-old who was so good that the Dodgers, by the way, his first start in the big leagues was opening day. That doesn't happen. And so I don't know what that list is, but it's a short one where your first sniff in the major leagues is an opening day start, which he made for the Dodgers, although he was a reliever for a little while before that. So this is a guy who is probably, not probably, he still is the greatest Mexican baseball player, right? Like who's
I don't even know. I don't know.
Like Esteban Loaiza is probably in the Teddy Higuera, Giovanni Gallardo. There's obviously Mexicans in the major leagues, but that is a soccer country. It's always been a soccer country, and he and his stardom made baseball cool. I suppose it did not lend to a lineage like Hideo Nomo did in Japan, although obviously baseball has never had a hard time being big in Japan. But, you know, that's led to star after star after star since. That's led us to Ohtani.
Was he great in the World Series in 81? Or, I mean, I know his numbers in the regular season were great, but and he won two World Series. I mean, he won the 81 and 88 World Series, and I don't think he pitched in the postseason in 88. He was hurt.
He had a complete game win in the 81 World Series.
Well, that's enough to say you had a good World Series.
So that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
That was his only World Series start in his career, but at 20 years old, he beat the Yankees with a complete game.
And so did they win that World Series like 4-1?
Yeah, 4-2 sounds right, but you might be right.
Okay.
You might be right. I think if you're asking did it end before he can make another start, I think you're onto something there.
So why not?
He was so big. Such a big deal. He doesn't have the staying power to be a Hall of Famer, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, well, it's almost like in football, like Donovan, Gale Sayers, his career was obviously cut short because of injuries, but during that time, he was so great that they had no choice but to put him in. Is it because baseball is just too steeped in numbers that they can't put a guy in that was great for 8 years, but then that was it?
And for influence?
Yeah, no, I don't know why they wouldn't do that. Like Terrell Davis. Terrell Davis is in the Hall of Fame, and his career was cut short. And I don't know, maybe it was cut short with the injuries, but I would think the impact that he had when he first came in, if you would have asked me before we started talking, was he a Hall of Famer, I would have said yeah.
Do you guys know what his signature pitch was?
It was a
screwball.
Splitter? Screwball?
The screwball.
Okay. What does that even mean?
So I believe, and I'm a pitching dummy, but I believe the slider and the curve, it goes from your arm side to the far side, right? It
started, yeah, okay.
It goes that way.
Yeah, so the screwball, he was a lefty, it would cut in on lefties
or dip away from
righties.
A screwball goes in the opposite direction somehow.
You don't hear many screwball pitchers anymore.
I don't think it's taught at all, and I think it probably ruins your arm. I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, it's hard to fully explain this, and I guess I hate to say in a trifecta case, just believe us, bro, that he's worthy, but he was such a big deal.
Well, and he was, even at the age of 19, he was so doughy.
Like, yeah.
Okay, that's a great point we haven't mentioned.
Yeah, he did not look like an elite athlete, but he was so dominant.
Yeah, and I believe the thought in the Dodgers organization is, how good will he be if we get him in shape? And Tommy Lasorda jumped in and said, don't touch him. He's perfect. Don't do anything. And so,
and he was little.
He kind of went through his whole...
And don't forget his delivery. Like, he looked up at the sky like it was really weird.
Yes, he froze midway through his delivery. And it's been said that he would have a quick word with the Lord about you know, hey, watch this or something like that. You know, Poznanski had a good column on him this morning, but that's you guys are bringing up things we forgot, basically. Him being a very portly man and also the herky-jerk delivery that made the screwball even more impossible.
He had a really cool delivery.
He was thinking about what he was going to eat after the
right
game.
Over the top of his head.
All right, killer. are you guys familiar with him, Lando, DJ, Ham?
Absolutely.
Fernando Mania.
Yeah, I had a bunch of his cards growing up.
Okay. We're just finding out Lando has baseball cards.
I got a whole bunch.
Shut up, Logan.
His number 34 has been retired by the Dodgers, so how about that? And
which they only retired Hall of Famers before that.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And he has died, unfortunately, at the age of 63 as the Dodgers return to the World Series. And so the only way to honor him is to put him into the trifecta with Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, he's all in. I'm assuming.
Well, you want to talk about people not understanding what the hell each other's saying.
They have time to work it out, though. Gentlemen, vote.
Yeah, he's in. Absolutely.
Worthy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was easy.
Oh, yeah.
Unanimous.
Living legend. Well, not anymore. R.I.P.
Huh.
Dead legend.
R.I.P.
You can't do living legend.
I screwed up.
The trifecta.
Well, I didn't know. I screwed up.
Donovan,
I will
thank
have
you.
A screwball ice cream in his honor tonight.
There you go.
Please enjoy a screwball ice cream in honor of Fernando Valenzuela.